Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior year shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoyk. Articles in the January-February issue of 55 Plus magazine offer three different aspects of social life for seniors and advice from those who enjoy the activities, fellowship, and philosophy of the various lifestyles. In Alone and Content, Gwen Volkers offers her secrets to single life. She offers her thoughts on happiness and empowerment, her workshops, and her new book. In Rockin' Rochester, Joanna Palvino shares on rock events, entertainment, and a radio show tailored to 55-plussers, while Wisdom of Sage advocates for the senior LGBTQ community. We'll start with Alone and Content by Anne Palumbo. Some things just go together, bread and butter, song and dance, hugs and kisses. But alone and content? Can someone really be single and happy? Yes, says Gwen Volkers, founder and facilitator of Live Alone and Thrive, empowerment workshops for women, and author of the new book Alone and Content, a collection of inspiring essays to help divorced and widowed women feel whole and complete on their own. Volkers, whose own marriage ended in divorce, struggled to find her bearings in the years that followed the breakup. Feeling lonely and at loose ends, she languished in a funk until her mother took her aside one day and advised her to stop waiting for Prince Charming, to give her the meaning of life she desired. Go create a wonderful life on your own, her mother encouraged. Since that watershed moment, Volkers set out to build a life of fulfillment and joy on her own. From purchasing a 19th century home in need of renovation, to getting a puppy, to traveling solo abroad. Here she opens up about her personal journey, shares what led her to develop a workshop series designed to help women learn to live happily on their own, and talks about her new book. Question: let's start at the beginning. What were those first few years like after your divorce? I was pretty miserable. Like every young bride, I had dreams of a beautiful life and happy home with my husband. When the marriage crumbled, those dreams crumbled with it. My loss ran deep. I felt I had failed, and my self-esteem took a real nosedive. Truth be told, I went into hiding. I hid in my apartment, I hid in my work, and I hid in myself, not wanting to address the pain and disappointment I felt. Needless to say, my world became very, very small. Question: sensing your unhappiness, your mother encouraged you to start living again. What were some of the first things you did to get back on track? I knew I had to come out of hiding as a first step. I slowly crawled back into life by making one simple change. I started saying yes. Yes to a ringing phone. Yes to getting together with friends after work. Yes to a walkathon. Well, you get the idea. And it worked. I gradually rebuilt my social life and network of friends. Now, many years later, I have a life I cherish, full of dear friends, meaningful activities, and peaceful time alone when I want it. Question: you hold empowerment workshops for women. What sparked the desire to hold these kinds of workshops? The answer for the workshop came to me while I was on a solo trip to Paris to celebrate my 50th birthday. At this happy halfway point in my life, I knew I wanted to change things up and give back in some way, so I began to think about how I could help others. But how? Then it hit me. Perhaps I could help other women find strength and joy again after the end of a relationship. After all, I thought, what I know how to do and do well is live alone. Maybe my experience and the insights could benefit others. Goodness knows I could have used help after my divorce. And so I spent time in Paris cafes drafting the workshop curriculum, and the rest is history. I've been leading the Live Alone and Thrive workshops for over a decade now. Question: who attends these workshops and what can they expect? Most of the women who attend the workshop are between 45 and 70, divorced or widowed, and coming out of long-term marriages. Many are on their own for the first time in their lives. My goal is to help them think differently about living alone and the opportunities that come with it. I offer strategies to help women overcome loneliness, socialize in couples' world, and most importantly, rediscover who they are. We end with a letting go ceremony, a cathartic ritual where each woman symbolically releases a negative thought or behavior that is keeping her from embracing her new life and independence. Question: You encourage women to take control of their finances. What is the single biggest mistake many women make? Doing nothing. Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to money matters, and things can spiral out of control pretty quickly if women don't get a handle on their finances. I was guilty of procrastination myself, but finally mustered the courage to pick up the phone and ask for help. In my workshop, I share trusted resources and personal anecdotes to light a fire under participants. It's something I feel strongly about. Question: Socializing in a couple's world can be challenging. How can single people best navigate it? It's not easy. Couples are everywhere. They're holding hands, standing in movie lines together, dining out, gazing into each other's eyes. It's enough to send a single woman straight back to her TV. Part of what kept me from going out to eat or attending an event alone was my concern about what other people would think. Didn't I have any friends? Was I undesirable company? Was I on the prowl? Overcoming self-conscious thinking was essential to my moving forward and out of my house. I had to remind myself that most people were thinking about themselves and not judging my singlehood. I share this experience in my book, along with many other tips for venturing out alone. Question: Once women are divorced or widowed, some no longer feel complete. What are some ways women can feel complete again? I think the key to feeling complete is knowing yourself and then designing a life around who you are and what you love. When that happens, contentment can follow. Many women talk about losing themselves in their caretaking roles as wives and mothers. After years of focusing on the needs and desires of their families, they discover that somewhere along the way they have disappeared around the edges. They've lost their true north. To feel whole and complete, it can be helpful for women to look back on their lives and reacquaint themselves with those things that brought them joy and meaning. Once women get to know themselves all over again, it's easier for them to feel more in touch with who they are and, importantly, who they want to become. Question: You've been single for most of your adult life. Do people ever assume you're unhappy because you're still single? Oh, sure, it happens, but not too often. Most of my friends, even my married friends, envy my freedom and want to know the secret to my happiness. We joke about it. I'm always quick to add, however, that just as being married doesn't guarantee happily ever after, living alone doesn't guarantee shelter from life's ups and downs. Question: So what brings you happiness throughout your days? For me, it's all about feeling connected. I say it all the time. Living alone doesn't mean being alone. We are social animals, meant to be with one another. A perfect day for me includes lots of connections: walking my dog with my sister, chatting with friends on the phone or email, band rehearsal, or leading my fitness class at the YMCA. It also includes time connecting with just myself, reading, writing, practicing my percussion pieces, or planning my next solo adventure. On my own, I've learned that perfect days are not handed to us. We need to create them through connections, which is the art of living alone. Question: You've just published a book called Alone and Content. What is the book about, and who is your audience? My book opens with a How Content Are You quiz, followed by a selection of handpicked essays I wrote for In Good Health, a popular regional health newspaper. Each essay addresses a challenge I faced after my divorce, when I was struggling to regain my confidence and zest for living. It's my hope that women who did not intend to be on their own in midlife will benefit from my experience, advice, and messages of hope. Life can and does get better. Essay topics range from overcoming loneliness to surviving the holidays, from dining alone to traveling solo. Ideally, readers will be inspired, enjoy a few laughs, and come away with a new attitude and enthusiasm for what may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Question: Your book is clearly intended for women. Could men also benefit from reading it? Absolutely. So much of what I talk about applies to both men and women. Question: How can readers get a copy of Alone and Content? My book has been available for purchase since January 1 on Amazon.com in both paperback and Kindle editions. In January and February, I'll be holding book signings and sales in various locations. People can also purchase a book directly from me by emailing gboelckers@rochester.rr.com or call 585-624-7887. Question: At the end of the day, what have you learned about yourself that you didn't know until you were alone? Oh, so many things. But primarily, I've learned that I am more resilient and resourceful than I thought, and that I could handle whatever life offered up, whether it be a leaky roof, a major purchase, or health emergency. It's been empowering, actually, and I take great pride in my ability to manage and enjoy this wonderful life on my own. Last question, we just had to ask, what are you having for dinner tonight and where will you eat? Pan-seared salmon with a side of broccoli. Then I'll treat myself to a scoop of my favorite pistachio ice cream. I'll be eating at my kitchen table with a section of the New York Times on my left and my dog Scout at my feet. It will be lovely. Meet the author Gwen Volker's scheduled book signings are as follows. First-time author Volker's, 63, lives with her dog Scout in Mendon, where she runs her workshops and operates House Content Bed and Breakfast. Alone and Content has been available for purchase since January 1st. Here are some of her book signings. Mendon Public Library, 22 North Main Street, Honeoye Falls, from 11:30 to 1:30 Thursday, January 25th. Pittsford Farms Dairy, 44 North Main Street, Pittsford, from 3 to 5, Saturday, January 27th. Books, etc. at 78 West Main Street, Macedon, from 2 to 4, Saturday, February 3rd. And Victor Farmington Library, 15 West Main Street, Victor, from 2 to 4, Saturday, February 10th. Books can also be purchased directly from Volker's by emailing her at the address I just mentioned, or again, her phone number, 585-624-7887. And now, lifestyle section, Wisdom of Sage. Sage of Rochester advocates for elderly GLBTQI community by Christine Green. The atmosphere recently at Rochester's Out Alliance building was joyful and light as people gathered for Sage's Tuesday Lunch and Learn. Friends hugged and laughed as they exchanged greetings and caught up on what was happening in each other's lives. There was a sense of fun, camaraderie, and companionship among the more than 40 people coming together for their weekly lunch and speaker program. Several of the attendees told 55 Plus that SAGE, Services and Advocacy for GLBTQI, Gay, Lesbian, Transgender, Queer, Intersex Elders, was not only a group that brought people together for social events, but it also is a group that helps them be their true and best selves in a world where depression, disease, and discrimination loom large for the LGBTQ seniors. The National Center on Aging reports that older LGBTQ adults are at a higher risk for several chronic conditions, including cancer and cardiovascular disease. Seniors in this community also have an elevated risk of stress that often leads to higher rates of smoking, alcohol use, drug use, depression, and loneliness and suicide. These chronic conditions are a result of the stress and trauma associated with decades of discrimination and societal stigma against the LGBTQ community. As the LGBTQ community ages, these conditions, as well as discrimination in medical and elder care settings, force many elders back into the closet, making their social isolation and health concerns even more acute. SAGE is a national program that started in 1978 in New York City by a group of people who recognized the unique needs of the aging LGBTQ population. Today, there are SAGE affiliates around the country, all dedicated to addressing the needs of older LGBTQ adults and their caregivers. SAGE offers a multitude of services and activities for its members, including everything from the weekly Lunch and Learn program to happy hour meetups and bingo nights. Last September, there were over 44 SAGE activities and events in and around Rochester. Where there is a need, there is always a program, noted Jeffrey Myers about the variety of programs it offers. SAGE also extends its services into rural areas and hosts programs in Orleans, Genesee, and Livingston counties. Rochester SAGE members have formed such a bond with each other that when a recent member passed away and they received no word from the family about funeral services, they held a memorial service themselves to honor their deceased friend. But SAGE doesn't offer just programs to its members. They advocate for military veterans to improve their access to Veterans Administration benefits. They check in with members of the community who are homebound or cannot make it to meetups and social gatherings, and they offer support to LGBTQ caregivers. They also advocate for LGBTQ cultural competency in nursing facilities and hospitals where LGBTQ seniors are at risk for discrimination and misunderstandings that can lead to poor care or mistreatment. Safe spaces. An important aspect of every educational or social program that SAGE offers is safety. Many LGBTQ seniors are either in the closet in their youth, or if open about their sexuality, their friends and family may have rejected them. In addition, many grew up in a time when being gay in America did not just carry the risk of familial and societal rejection, but it also carried a real threat of danger from a homophobic public. SAGE seeks to create a circle of safety and comfort for everyone who attends its programs. This sense of safety fosters an environment where members feel at home and among a family of chosen friends and advocates. The sense of safety is of the utmost importance. Scott Benz's husband, John Fudick, remembers being in a gay bar outside Buffalo many years ago when someone shot out the windows. He's glad that at Out Alliance he can feel safe. Knowing that they are among friends at SAGE events helps Benz, Fudick, Regina Phillips, and others breathe a sigh of relief. Intergenerational connections. Myers and Ann Tischer told 55 Plus that SAGE also seeks to create ties between the different generations of the LGBTQ community, not only to educate LGBTQ youth about what is to come in their older years, but to foster a sense of pride in LGBTQ history. Shoulders to Stand On is a documentary the Out Alliance produced in 2013 about the history of the Rochester LGBTQ community. The film sparked the Shoulders to Stand On program that actively seeks to document, archive, and preserve Rochester's LGBTQ history. The University of Rochester, Cornell University, and Smithsonian Institute all house SAGE of Rochester's digital archives. Andy Hirsch was one of the early members of Out Alliance back in the 1970s and was one of the original editors of this publication, The Empty Closet. He said there's always a strong sense of intergenerational importance to the work they are doing. Everything we did was for the next generation in order to make it easier for them, he said. In addition, the SAGE Pride in Aging program provides monthly presentations to help the community know what's ahead as they age so they can approach their older years with the tools to create a senior life that is healthy and safe. Presentations include instructional advice on navigating healthcare resources, finding healthcare providers who are knowledgeable about the unique needs of the LGBTQ elder population, and creating a safe home environment to age in. Pride in Aging also seeks to educate service providers so they can adequately provide elder services to a population they may know little about in terms of medical care and sensitivity. This includes teaching them about LGBTQ history and terminology. Lives are changed by our programs. We have formed a family at SAGE, Meyer says. For more information, visit www.gayalliance.org/programs/SAGE Rochester or call 585-244-8640. And now, Rockin' Rochester, seniors' rock events, entertainment, and radio show tailored for 55-plussers by Christine Green. In 2006, Joanna Palvino experienced a sadly all-too-familiar family crisis. Grammy, her husband's 92-year-old grandmother, fell. She was no longer a young woman and needed a lot of help. But Palvino and her family felt very much alone. How can they help her heal and live on her own? Who in the community would help them navigate the complicated world of elder care? I didn't know what to do, but I was going to find out. Palvino started researching ways she could help Grammy, including traveling to California to meet with a friend in the elder care industry, learning about the ins and outs of elder care and life as a senior in America piqued Palvino's interest in helping not just Grammy, but the wider senior community in Rochester. My natural curiosity, along with my keen realization that this age wave thing was huge, sparked a passion in me which has never left. I've heard people refer to it as being bitten by the senior bug. Palvino, 64, was born in Scotland and came first to Toronto, Ontario, Canada, as a child, then moved on to Rochester, where she grew up, attended East High, and worked for 25 years in advertising and media before retiring in March of 2016. Before Grammy's fall, Palvino's only experience with the senior community was a senior talent show she helped coordinate with a local television station. The talent show and her experience helping Grammy provided the background she needed to start an events and entertainment program area for seniors. And so, Seniors Rock Rochester. A friend of the Monroe County Office for the Aging suggested Palvino start out by putting together a fun social event exclusively for area seniors. With sponsorship assistance from groups like MVP Health, she organized her first event in 2010, Seniors Rock Seabreeze. Local seniors could attend a trip to Seabreeze by purchasing a discounted ticket that included gift bags, rides, water slides, and lunch. Over 500 people attended the popular event, and Palvino was thrilled with the outcome. She was extremely excited by the enthusiasm of the senior attendees and said some came on walkers and ended up in the bumper cars by the afternoon. Thus, Seniors Rock Events, Entertainment, and Radio Show was born. Palvino organized Seabreeze trips a total of 3 times over the last few years, but she also spearheaded a variety of other events that helped give Rochester seniors and elders the opportunity to be more social. She coordinated senior matinee showings at Jiva Theater as well as the Little Theater in the city. These events also included tables in the lobbies where vendors in the healthcare and elder care industry could meet with attendees and answer any questions they might have. She also hosted a well-attended casino night at the Port of Rochester in 2011 and set up a Seniors Rock the Market booth at the Rochester Public Market. Seniors Rocks hits airwaves. Pelvino has taken her Seniors Rock program to radio with her new show on WYSL 1040. Listeners can now hear Pelvino and guests discuss important issues in the senior community at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays or 5 p.m. on Sundays and by way of a recorded podcast available on the WYSL website. Each show has various segments, including an educational one sponsored by the Greater Rochester Area Partnership for the Elderly. Guests have included representatives from local elder care advocacy groups, caregivers, and experts in aging. The discussion is not always serious, though. Pelvino adds a light touch and an air of fun by adding interesting music interludes and an entertainment section as well, including representatives from local theater groups, the Susan B. Anthony House, and the Seneca Park Zoo, to name a few. Robert D'Angelo, WYSL's business manager, said, "The show offers important information on services and resources available to seniors, caregivers, and family members. Joanna and her guests often discuss the topic of how seniors can age in place at their home longer. Seniors Rock also highlights events that seniors and their families can enjoy to keep life fun." Pelvino said she's enjoying her time as a radio show host and embraces the opportunity to cast a wider net and bring important information as well as area entertainment to this vastly underserved population through the station. Pelvino said she's excited to be working on plans for future short senior-only trips by bus to local entertainment venues and theaters that offer shows during the daytime matinee hours. She will be able to promote the trips through the Seniors Rock radio show in order to get the word out to as many people as possible. You can listen to WYSL and go to their website, www.ysl1040.com. Clearly, there are many choices for social activities in the Rochester area, whether for rockers, singles, or members of the LGBT community. Many similar choices most certainly are available in other areas of the country as well. So, no matter your lifestyle, 2018 offers many opportunities to enjoy oneself. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.